Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servostat. My name is Jeff. This event is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal night. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boomerville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomervillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Servostat. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening, WA2U. So, waiting for everyone else to check in. Well, it's not raining. That's a good thing. It's all quiet at the moment. Had a great weekend. Kathy's birthday was Saturday, so we celebrated that. But see, Friday went over and picked up some beams from underneath the camp and brought them over on our friend's pontoon. Boat trailer. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. A day for Cheerios. They're both 10 by 10, 20 foot long. They both, the guy that was there, so they probably weigh at least 700 pounds a piece. I believe it. I think we almost broke the PV pole, so we got a jack and got one up, and then we winched it on the trailer. One of them did the same with both, and then we were able to pick up the light one. It was 350 pounds. We got that on the trailer. So we're sitting out here in the driveway. On the trail, we got to take them into camp, but I don't know. I think we'd take them with a tractor, but I think it's a little soggy down there with all the rain that we had. And we stopped before that and went over and picked up our fire ring. So we got a quarter-inch steel, 10-inch-high ring that we had someone fabricate for us. It's 36 inches across. So that's kind of nice. We've got that out in the yard here on a couple bricks, so we were able to do that. And then Saturday. I took up some tile that was in the front foyer here in the closet. Kathy wasn't really happy with it, so I took up all the tile, and we're going to replace it with something, I'm not sure. But that was, at least the tile came up. I didn't have to go to get a floor stripper to take the tile up, so that was good, because I've been down that road before. Had a good weekend, celebrated her birthday, and today spent some time on the phone chatting with people about the upcoming Woodsman's Field Days and any tempting specials that they have, so hopefully they have good weather for that, but it's just around the corner. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff, and maybe some other people will be joining us. Who knows? WA2U.
Well, it sounds like a lot of heavy lifting there. Good luck with it. Yeah, you might, they're saying it's supposed to dry out here now, and up into the weekend, so maybe you'll get some time there. The yard will stiffen up there, and you can get them in there. But yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. So you went from firewood to beams. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, John. You and Kathleen have a good evening and happy birthday to her. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
This is KC2YXN.
KC2YXN, Kathy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KZ2YXN here. Well, good evening, Jeff. Well, I'm just recovering from my 3-day birthday. Actually, it was more like 4 days, but anyway. Oh, too much rain. My poor tomatoes. They're not doing very well. But John and I are doing very well. And, yep, we got a fire ring, so that's really cool. We went out on our friend's boat Friday. That was a blast. So hopefully sunnier and less wet weather is ahead. Back to you, Jeff, KC2YXN.
All right, yeah, a good firing is a good thing to have. We got one here at the house, and yeah, they're nice. We use that quite a bit, actually. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, Kathy, and you and John have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
We're getting some interference here. I think there must be a insulator on one of the power lines that's arcing in this humidity. 67 degrees up on the hill, and just got back from CUTA and getting some ice cream at Mercer's and call it a night.
All right, well, your transmission sounds good anyway, so that's a plus. You'll be able to figure it out by listening over there. So, all right, well, good luck with it, Ray. That can be a bit of a pain, but you'll get it figured out. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, I worked today, and then I went on a 10-mile bike ride. I guess that's kind of short. It's not too short, though. It was good. It was good to get out of the house and break a sweat a little bit there. And I went back to work. So getting ready to wrap it up here for the night and head off to bed and repeat tomorrow. Cause I think I'll run tomorrow instead of biking it. We'll see. We'll see how everything feels tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
N2JCY.
Can you come back with that just a little slower?
N2JCY, Jerry O'Brien, Ray's brother. We also want to know what your website is so you can show me your house.
Oh, you mean the yurt?
Yeah, the yurt.
Roger. Well, welcome to the net. Is it Jerry or... I can't remember now.
Yeah, that's Jerry, N2JCY.
Roger. The website's KD2AIT.com. It's my call sign.com. So, Kilo Delta 2, Alpha India Tango.com. And I also own yurtforum.com, so yurtforum.com. So you can see a bunch of pictures there. So what's going on tonight?
Well, we're checking out your yurt. Just kind of listening and surfing the net a little bit. Yeah, that's pretty neat. That's a pretty good size yurt.
Roger, it's 30 feet in diameter, and then the ceiling at the peak is like 15 and a half feet, I believe. All right, you have anything else to add to the net tonight?
No, that's it. We'll just stay here, listen, and and that's it for us.
All right, Joe, you have a good evening, and thanks for checking in, and we're here every night, so feel free to check in again. All right, it's KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Kathy, Ray, and Jerry for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Repeater in use. This is M2FIR calling for Octen. Octen currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Looking for station to check in tonight, with or without traffic. I'm checking in. Pause to avoid doubling. All stations welcome, please come down.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
Okay, I got N2WBX and KC2NBU. Is there any others wishing to check into Octen? This is M2FIR for Octen. This is M2FIR for Octen. This will be my final call.